Chicken or egg? Phrasal verbs and compound nouns. Many phrasal verbs have a similar looking compound noun. For example, the phrasal verb take off, which means to depart, corresponds to the noun take off, which means departure. Here they are in sentences. The plane could not take off until the snow was cleared. Why was the takeoff delayed so long? Pronunciation. Phrasal verbs are distinguished from compound nouns by the stress. The stress of phrasal verbs is on the second part, but compound nouns are stressed on the first part. Listen to the stress in these examples. Turn out. This new cake recipe did not turn out very well. Voter turnout is expected to be high for the next election. Work out. They went to the gym to work out. The fitness instructor started them on a new workout. Drive through. Let's drive through so we don't have to get out of the car. The drive-through is open even if the dining room is closed. Break down. The car broke down again? We really need to get a new one. There was a breakdown in communications after they discovered the new evidence. Breakthrough. I hope the sun breaks through the clouds soon. It's been raining all week. There have been many medical breakthroughs in the last 50 years. Knock out. The storm knocked out the electricity in the whole town. The boxer won by a knockout in the first round. Carry on. We will have to carry on the best we can even without his help. How many carry-ons does this airline allow? Call back. Will you please ask John to call me back when he arrives? They promised a callback to let us know when it's ready. Turn over. Let's turn this project over to someone with more experience. That job has a lot of turnover. Most workers don't stay more than a year. Give away. They're going to give prizes away at the grand opening. Then they will have a giveaway of gift cards next month. You may have noticed that in some of these examples, the phrasal verb and the compound noun have similar meanings, while others do not. In reality, each of these nouns and verbs have several meanings. One other thing to know is that not every phrasal verb has a corresponding compound noun. So, that leads us to the chicken or the egg question. Which came first, the phrasal verbs or the compound nouns? I'm not exactly sure, but I would guess it's the phrasal verbs. Either way, new phrasal verbs and new compound nouns are being invented in English all the time. So keep your eyes open for them and remember to be careful with the stress.